AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. It appears there are no survivors after a hot air balloon crash in Central Texas. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The area near the crash site is mostly farmland, not far from Margaret Wiley's home. She heard some pops.
And then I looked off over there, and the next thing I knew, you saw a big fireball go up. And it was just, it's just praying that whoever was there got away from the thing in time.
Wiley thinks the pops came from nearby power lines.
And by the time I looked that way, it was already on the ground. And then the fireball went up.
Wiley says she doesn't think anyone on the balloon had any idea what was going on. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hillary Clinton says she's laying out her plans for America.
We're going to, in the first 100 days, break through the gridlock in Washington and have the biggest infrastructure and jobs program that we've had since World War II.
The Democratic presidential nominee spoke at a rally in Pittsburgh. There's no official warning to stay clear of Florida, but the crowds that usually wander among the bold street murals in Miami's trendy Wynwood Arts District may be thinner after reports that mosquitoes in the area have spread the Zika virus on the U.S. mainland for the first time. Danilo Gonzalez, who owns the Wynwood Warehouse Project art space in Miami, says the neighborhood has been thriving, adding it's important that any Zika threat be quickly addressed.
I hope the government is taking the right measurement to alleviate that right away, because this is not something that we want to stick around, especially in the busiest time that we're going to have now.
Officials are trying to reassure tourists they'll be safe when visiting Florida's theme parks and urban arts districts. But some Miami residents say they are stocking up on mosquito repellent. This is AP Radio News. New York City police officers offered some backup in a unique marriage proposal.
Soraya Oppen tells the New York Post she was riding in boyfriend Yehuda Koryat's car Wednesday when the couple was pulled over and told they were suspected of transporting weapons and drugs. NYPD officers, who unknown to Oppen were off duty, stood by as the couple opened the trunk, which was full of balloons and flowers. That's when Koryat proposed. The staged police pullover was done as a favor for the pending groom after one of the couple's friends asked. It remains unclear what, if any, policies the officers may have broken and if they'll be invited to the wedding. Matt Small, New York.
The IOC's ruling executive board says a three-person International Olympic Committee panel will make a final ruling on which individual Russian athletes are allowed to compete in the Rio de Janeiro Games. This comes after a doping scandal led to Russian athletes being excluded. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.